Simin Kuf Tadi Vav Sif Yud, 3 Yud Gimel, Bez Hashem. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Hashiv Nikim Tarshi Retufin Shle Tira Behem Dam Behem Shimros Adam Afila Besef Yom Hashvi Sosar Kol Hayamim Vitzri Chalifzik Betar Vlasu Lim Neshiv Nikim. The entire Zayin Nikim have to be Noki from Dam, because if she sees in the middle, then she says, sir. This is really taken straight from the Torah. And the Taz, the Beis Yosef asks, what's the Chiddush L'chor is not a Gebez Ma'aneinu? Because even if she's not Seisr, she's still, out the Chumr of Reb Zero, always has to wait another 7 days. So Beis Yosef is in a Chanami, it's only a Gebez for Dina Talmud. For some reason, he brings it down L'Halach L'Maisa. Nevertheless, the Taz says, no, there is a Nafkamino L'Halach L'Maisa. What is that Nafkamino? He says that, Kamash Malon, Dafilu Imtira B'Seif Hazayin Ekiyem Mamish, Tister Hakol. The Chiddush is, I might have thought that she's ready Cheskes Tara by the time she gets to the end of her Zayin Nikim. Kamash Mulan, no. At even Mtir B'Soif HaZayin Nikim. Mamish at the end, still Tister HaKol. And therefore, Imkein Adayin Cheskos HaRishayin Aleha V'tzricha B'diko L'chatchila Gam Be'etzahi. Kein Erli Estaiti. The Chiddush is that even B'Soif HaZayin Nikim, you also need a B'diko. And I think just about every single person the Chabura asked, what is the Taz talking about? What does he mean to say? So I understood Kepshuta, the Tataz means to say the second Bidiko of day 7. Do you have to do a second Bidiko on day 7? Better you're supposed to do 2 Bidikos a day. Do you have to do the second one, L'chari, once you get to the day 7? She's already Becheskes Tarel, Daraisa, she's better allowed to be Tevel during the day. She's not supposed to, because if she's going to be Tevel and be Meshamish and then see, she's going to be Seisr. But Be'etzem in Adin, she's Be'etzem Tarel. So I would think she shouldn't have to do the second Bidiko, Kamash Mal, she has to do the second Bidiko. If you look at the Machat Zeshekel, Machat Zeshekel says a different din. No, a different chiddush. He says the chiddush of the Taz is that a woman that sees in the middle of Zayin Nikim, so she has to start again. So if she was Seisr and she's counting the entire Zayin Nikim, so there's a chiddush that she has to do a bedika every day. Because had we not held like Reb Zero, that she starts again. In other words, if we were only going like Reb Zero, I'm sorry, that was the Shaila. If we hold like Reb Zero, so then you have to count Zayin Nikim Sai V'Sai. So what's the difference whether or not you're being Seisr counting new Zayin Nikim? So he says, says Machat Zeshekel, with Asataz, had we been working with Reb Zero that you're starting the Zayin Nikim again, so it's a new Zayin Nikim, but the first Zayin Nikim you're finished with. So for example, if a woman sees on day 5, so she already counts 5 days from her Iyah, then she sees, so she has to count another 7 days as Reb Zero. Once she passes by 2 days of her new Zayin Nikim, she's already by the 7th day, finishing the 7th day of original Ri'ah. So she's not Becheskes to be Raya anymore. Only for 7 days she's Becheskes to be Raya. So she should only have to do Bedikas for the first 2 days of her new Zayin Nikim. The next 5 days, she wouldn't have to do Bedikas anymore. Kamash Mala, no, that she's Seisr HaKol, so therefore it's all considered a Hemshech of original Zayin Nikim, and she has to do Bedikas every day. I didn't really understand what he's saying, because Noniach that she's not Seisr, but if she has a new Re'iyah, then out of the new Re'iyah she has to be count 7 days. And we have to be Chayshish. Forget out of the first Re'iyah, she's out of her 7 days. But out of the new Re'iyah, she has a new 7 days. So she has new Bedikas, new Chayi Bedikas. Not exactly clear what the Taz, according to the Ma'aseh Shekel, what the Taz means to say. I would have thought maybe Balabatish, the Pshan in the Torah is, that if you read the Torah altogether, without the new fancy Shulchan Aruch and Torahs where they put in 2 dots and they put in Sifim, but if you read it all together, clearly he's coming to contrast the difference between a Raya Dam and a Poleta Shechazer. And if you read it all together, that's exactly what he says. He says, Kol Sfir Sazayin Tzorch Shiu Ritzu from Shleite Riyaz Dam Beinayim Shafil Rasa B'Shvi Samach Hashkiya Sacham Ben Ashmasha Seiseres Kol Aminyin V'Choyzeres L'Minyon Ad Shiyel Lazayin Ritzu from Legamri HaPoleta Shechazer B'Mei Sfir Oso. But if somebody's Poleta Shechazer, then you're only Seiser one day. And Be'etzem, it's not all the days. He's clearly coming to contrast. And Echonami, there is no Chiddush Be'etzem in the Sfiras Zayin. The Sfiras, just they put in 2 dots and they put in the Sifir Aleph in between. But Be'etzem, it's all the Hemshech of one din. And even though Dam is Seisr and Gamsin, Pleita Shechazer is not Seisr and Gamsin. The Ramah brings down the halacha of Yeshem in the Beshleish Yom and Rishonim Shal Sfira. Be'etzem, the Beis Yosef brings this down from the Trumas Hadeshen, who quotes the Sefer Truma. And he does not pass him the halacha l'maisa. However, the Ramah does quote it, l'alach l'maisa, that there is a chumrah from the Sefer HaTrumah. It seems to me he's the first one to mention it, not in the Gemara, not in Tanoim, not in Mamaroim, not in Rabbanan Savaroi, not in the Goyinim. Sefer HaTrumah is the first one to quote this chiddush that there's a chumrah of Shleishim Yomim Rishenim, she's not Tehillah Ksamim. He doesn't say in the Truma Sadeshin, it's not brought down exactly what the reason is. If you look in the Sefer Truma inside, he says, Tricha Sheteida Bavadei Sheposek Damim Makar, Ulachain Tzara Shleishim Yomim Rishenim Mekim Legamri. You have to know for sure that she was Poska Damim Makar. And the question is, what's the question? Of course she was Pasuk Dam Makar. She didn't have Tiktara. The Chorinim has the Kasha, said Tiktara. She really didn't have Tiktara. That's the whole purpose of the Tiktara, to show that she was Pasuk Dam Makar, that she's closed up. There's no Kshash anymore. And even if you want to say that in a Hanami, it's not enough by itself, why 3 days? Maybe three Bedikas, or three Einis. What does 3 days have to do with anything? What, three times, three what? If she has three good Bedikas, so then she knows for sure that she's okay. Why 3 days? It's interesting, there's a Goyin over here, he tells too, a Mishnah in Zovim. It says that Beis Shammai holds that a Zov who's counting Zainakim, so the halacha is if he sees on day 3, if he's Roya Keri on day 3, then he says, sir, all the first 3 days, all the days. If he sees on day 4, he's only says, sir, 1 day. Keri's only says, sir, 1 day. But if he sees during the first 3 days, he says, sir, all those 3 days. What's the reason? Efsher LeKeri B'Loi Tzichtu Chei Ziva. It's not shaykh that there's a little bit of ziva that's still left over. That means for 3 days I see that there's still something left over. Can you shtel tzu lemaisa? Is that a tzu shtel to our case? The lechari she did a hefsek tyrant. She knows that it's poska legamri. So there's no dam left over, and it's only lechari if she saw something else. If she saw keri, maybe came out with the ziva, but if she saw pleta shech vazera came out with dam, mechatiz that it came out with the dam bechlal. I saw that the Badei Shulchan wants to say it's only a smachta ba'alma l'maisa. It's not a tzushtel. It's a smachta that we see that 3 days is an inyan to be masik. It's not just coming what we're answering beforehand. Lachar, where does three days come from? Three bedikas maybe? No, we see that there's an inyan 3 days that we're still choishish, that the tomb is still blives. But zikr, it's only a dinder abanon. It's not going to be a dinder aisa. And we'll see the nafkamin is l'maisa. When l'maisa can be mekel in ksam during the first 3 days? So we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chemda Shlomo that on a Domer Shena Makabel Tuma, they were not grazer. The whole part is that if you have, since we don't know for sure that her Makar was closed, so if we find Dam, we have two things to say that it came from. It either came from a car or it came from a chicken. This is the one time a year, Baruch Hashem, that we have a Shuk Shal Tabachim. This is, so did it come from the Shuk Shal Tabachim or did it come from her? Generally, we say it's the Tzavik Darabani go the Kula. During the first 3 days, there's more of a Tzad that it came from her, so therefore we're not going to be Tzad the Kula, we're going to say Kasha that it came from her. That's only when you need to come onto Dini Tliya. Tliya, did it come from here or did it come from here? But where they were never Gezer in the first place, then Lachar, there's no Dini Tliya, it's Pasha that there's no Dini Ksam. Mela on Adavashin Makabal Tum, it's Pasha that there's no Dini Ksam even during the first 3 days. What's with Big Day Tzivarinim? So he brings down also that from the Mil Tzedakah, it was particularly the famous Mil Tzedakah that we saw, that somebody that sees on white, blue, white, or you mitzdarf the two whites together, that case happened during the Gimel Yom Rishayim. And the Mil Tzedakah Nemzon Kepeshutai, that you have the Kula of Tzivayim, that's the same Kula, like we're saying, it's they were never Gezer Bechlal on such Ksam. However, the Ramah brings down from the Shumas Adeshim that there's another Kula, Pachas Micha Gris, that you're allowed to be Talon Machailis. Now, the Chur, that's totally in how you understand Pachas Micha Gris. Because if you understand Pachas Mecha Gris is that they were never Gezer on Pachas Mecha Gris, terrific, Matev Manayim. But if the Vart is just that you always have a Tliya, so then you could always be Tehillah Machailis, Bizmanenu, and that's why the Ramah says, it's Eafshir to be Nizer from Machailisin, so therefore they were never Gezer, you're allowed to be Tehillah, Bizmanenu Lachar, it is Eafshir to be Nizer from Machailisin, because we don't have Machailisin that are that big. So therefore, we shouldn't be tehillah in a machrilis the first 3 days. However, la'alach l'maisa, first of all, if we go like the diyuk lashon of the mechaber in Kuftadi Sefiu, that it's le'gozru, then in a chanami, then it's pashat that bizmanenu, it's pashat bizmanenu, that we'd be tehillah even pachas micha gris. And even if we go not that way, I saw the Shevet Levi, he says that since the whole din lechatchila of tliya is only a chumra, l'maisa it's a shita yichidah and rishonim that bring this down. Mamela were makel even by Pachas Micha Gris. Maybe it's all derech, like the Chassam Sefer. We're not going to be more machmer than they were in the times of Chazal. The whole gzeir was utter terrorists. We don't even have terrorists now. We're not going to be so machmer. Lamaisa, especially Befrat, that the whole Indian over here is only a chumro. That's three cases that were makel. Eina Makabel Tuma, Eina Makabel Tuma, Tzivayinim, and Pachas Micha Gris. Another case is that they're makel is after Metzias HaKesem that a woman is counting Zayin HaKiyim, or after Dam Chimur that a woman has to count Atzchash Dam Chimur, or a Besula. All these, it was not Huchzik or Mayana Pasuach, and Mamela, she doesn't have to be Machzik herself as Mayana Sosim, because she was never Huchzik Mayana Pasuach in the first place. All these, she would be Mako. Lamaisa, did anybody here ever bring a Kesem to Rav, and they said, oh, is it during Zayin HaKiyim? Is it during the first 3 days of Zayin HaKiyim? Aruch HaShulchan says, Kimdumani, that the Olam is that the place we're not, don't ask. What's the reason why? So Bizmanenu is very clear why, especially since women wear undergarments, so you're wearing underwear, so then there's no tzad, even if you did kaparas over here and you stood here all day long, there's no tzad that you're going to find something only on her underwear, on the inside, and not anywhere else on her body. It's pashit that there's no tliya. The whole tliya that they're handling is, can you say it's a shuk sholta bachem? Can you say it's she just asked biktamim, or did it come from her? However, over here we know for sure that it came from her. So you don't have such a tliya. If it's pachas michigris, so now. If it's, there's no tzad of shuk sholta bachem, the only tzad is maybe, is it less than a gris or more than a gris? If it's less than a gris, then we have the kula of pachas michigris. Therefore, there's no, we're makel even during the first 3 days. If it's more than a gris, so then where did the dam come from? The dam either came from the fact that from her makar, or it came from she has a maka by some makim, or hemorrhoids. She has some pesa, which is maka, which is maitzi dam. There we saw as machlekes achrenim, the Rama holds that any maka which is maitzi dam, which means that you know that it's a type of maka which would be maitzi dam, you're allowed to be toiling during the first 3 days. The shach and the taz, they say no, only if it's iav shalizar, there's no way to get around it. Memela, maybe that's even what the Rama means. However, the Shevet Levi says that the Rav achrenim learned like the Rama. And therefore, la halacha would go like the Rama, that any petza which you know is being maitzi dam, you're allowed to be tailor. Mamela, practically, there's no real case, bizmanenu, that it's ever going to play in the first 3 days, basically. Unless she walked out of the shower and she kesem fell, and possibly she wasn't wearing begadim, but any time that she finds it on begadim, then in a chanami, it's either pasmi chagris that we're tailor. If it's more than a gris, she has a makish maitzi dam, then we'll be tailor also. Hemorrhoids, I saw the Shevet Levi is mistopic about, because really it's a Tam Sefer over here. Something which could pass in a few days. Are we machmer or not? So, the mashmoit is in the Paiskim, I think, Paiskim is manenu, that Lamaisa, we're not machmer, we don't wait. The Tam Sefer was mistopic, Shevet Levi says to ask a Shaila, but I think Lamaisa, anytime that they know that it's Maitzi Dam, you'll be able to be Mekum. Hemorrhoids could be mamish. I just had a case, because it's an interesting case, I'll mention it. Somebody asked me about 2 weeks ago, they got the question that a woman had a terrible case of hemorrhoids and she just finished nursing after 7 months, and her first period was a very, very small period, and after that, she's a month after that, she passed by intravenous, and she's scared, she has such a bad case of hemorrhoids that it's filling up a pad. She's scared that she's going to pass by her vest and not even notice. What's the halacha in such a case? Does she have to be choishish or not to be choishish? She should be same on the fact that she usually has cramps and she doesn't have cramps. Last time she didn't have. What does one do in such a case? Baruch Hashem, I didn't get the question. But it could be that there are ways in a chanami to know whether or not there are things to do to make sure that one knows where the dam is coming from. Ukedeme. The shayla is that she's mechuyev to. She's mechuyev to put in a tampon. Does she have to do bedikas ma'aril every time kufta liyaf? To know always such a case, or maybe in a chanami shetak, it doesn't have to be choishish. It's very dangerous. You're playing with a shayla of pretty serious shayla over here. Kukama that she's actually having a vest. And Ramela, one should ask a question in such a case. I will also be just one idea that I just heard this past week from somebody who spoke to a lady who actually sells these from her house. And that is that they have certain types of pads that have in it oxygen. It's pure oxygen. And this, not all the oxygen is good oxygen that we breathe. And the oxygen sucks out soilus from Eis HaMokim, and it takes care of hemorrhoids and people with IUDs that have issues. It helps them and other things like that. I'm just putting out the idea up there. I can find more information, everybody knows, because I've heard many people that have many issues, and therefore there is something that helps with this. Because I have to find out about it. Sif Yud. That's Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph. Haparletah shechvazer mitzvirasa. Imu teich valvayinah seshimusha seseres oisayoyim. Therefore, she should not start waiting till she shouldn't start counting Zayin HaKiyum till she passes by Sheish Einris. Now, we saw that So a lot of people have a question, how do we get to 5 days? You're supposed to wait 5 days before seven. You're supposed to wait 6 minutes before you count Zainakim. How do we get to 5 days? 6 minutes is 3 days. Just to be miles for exactly what it is, we saw this Machlokes Rishonim whether or not the din of Paletah Shechvazera is Soyser also for Baila, or it's only for Tyrus. We're Machmer that it's the Baila. We had a Machlokes also, the Ram holds it's only Gimelainus. Other Rishonim, how we pass in Halacha, it's Vavainus, and we're Choshev for Vavainus. Which would mean that if a woman saw Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, then she counts Vavainus, 72 hours. Sunday 1 o'clock till Monday 1 o'clock. Monday 1 o'clock till Tuesday 1 o'clock. Tuesday 1 o'clock till Wednesday 1 o'clock. Then she could do, start counting Zainakim. But Zainakim only starts from Shkia. So she starts Zainakim the very next day. So she has 3 full days plus the Hemshech of the day that she saw. So the Hemshech of the day that she saw is the 4th day. There's 3 full days plus the end of the day from 1 o'clock till Shkia. However, they were Choshish that. Says the Truma Sadesh and the Rechoshish, what's going to happen if a woman is Mishamish Sunday afternoon? Shkia is at 6:25. Benesh Mashas is the next 13 minutes. She's Mishamish at 6:35. And she thinks that it's really before Shkia. So she's going to start counting Sunday afternoon, 6 o'clock, to Monday afternoon, 6 o'clock, to Tuesday afternoon, 6 o'clock, to Wednesday afternoon, 6 o'clock, and right away do a Hefsek Tara and start counting Zainakim the next day. And really what happened was she was Mishamish after Shkia at 6:35. And it was really nighttime. And maybe she's going to be Perletes 72 hours later on not Wednesday before Shkia, but Wednesday after Shkia. No. And it's really nighttime. Therefore, they were Choshish. They added on, tacked on an entire day. And that way, there's never going to come to Chashash. You have 4 full days. They told you, if you saw it Sunday at 1 o'clock, then count to Monday 1 o'clock, Tuesday 1 o'clock, Wednesday 1 o'clock, Thursday 1 o'clock. Thursday afternoon, you do your Hefsek Tara. Friday, start counting Zainakim. Kumtais, that it's really, you're counting from the 6th day from your Iyah. She saw on Sunday, she has the rest of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and she starts counting on Friday, which is the 6th day, the 4 full days, plus the remainder of the day that she saw. No, we're going to get to that in a minute if she actually sees Benesh Mashas. No. Shkia got later. Shkia got earlier. Shkia got earlier, and then it was really beforehand, and then it became afterwards. She saw a mamish right beforehand, and then she's going to be. It doesn't make a difference. Now we're not chayshish, so therefore it's not a problem. That's him. We'll see. Even if she sees benesh mashas, since we added on the extra day, we're not going to have this issue. According to the spire, then maybe we could clear the. Svardim, I think, from what I understand, there are many Svardim that are Neg Lamaisa, like the Beis Yosef says, in Echanami, 3 full days, plus the end of the day. Where's, yeah? Ben Ishchai? Or go like the Ramah? Somebody told me that he learned Halach Lamaisa, but everybody else didn't learn that way. Okay. Certainly according to Ravadia, for sure. A woman that is poileta shechvazera artificially, if it was inserted artificial insemination, is that poileta seiser or not? So I saw the Levushi Uriz talks about it. Levushi Uriz talks about it. He says from Mishnah Zalman that it's not seiser, but he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv. So he's between the father and the shver. Rabbi Yashiv says to be that it is seiser, and the shever lady says also. He brings down an interesting raya. The Mishnah Achorin brings this raya. The Rambam says that somebody that's mishamish with ektanot doesn't have a shame bia b'chlal. It doesn't have a shame tashmish b'chlal. The Gemara declares, why do we have to say that a poiletes is tamei al tzpleitas shechazera? Typically, that she's tmeya al tzmishameshet. So he says, what do you mean? There's an achimin by a ketana. She doesn't have a din mishameshes, but she still has a din of poletes. Elamai, if it doesn't have a shame tashmish b'negea to pia, then it also doesn't have a shame b'negea to pleita. Kenzain, only the zera which comes out, durcha bia, has the din of poletes, which is metame, and not a thing. An achimin is whether or not you could also do it during zainikim. B'chlal, something which could be done during zainikim, for those that are makel during zainikim, that it doesn't have remoshe. that you shouldn't do during Zainikim? No, the husband. According to them?
No.
I don't know. Doesn't have a if it's mamash or mamzeh, in chanam. Kidua, I guess this is telling the gedolim. What happens lemais if a woman sees benash mashes? A younger man told me that he had this case. He saw it during benash mashes. This ishki is what 6:20 today, 6:24 he saw. So he makes a cheshbon. He says, listen, I learned these halachas. The whole chash is that maybe she's going to see benash mashes. She's not going to know when it is. Memela, this is the case of the chash. The chash is in this case. That's why we add on the fourth day. I don't have to wait 5 full days from benash mashes. The suffix is gufa. Maybe a woman's going to see benash mashes. That's why we add on a fourth day. So we'll count 4 days from now. It's not 5 days from now and then a whole another day till shkia. If you count 5 full days, then she has to wait lamaisa from benash mashes till the next day shkia. It's 23 hours and 54 minutes. So we made it 4 days. He said he asked the Rav afterwards and he says here, cheshbon. Lamaisa, the Imre Baruch here. If you look at the Mechanu Yerushalayim in the Yalkum Mefarshim in the back, the Imre Baruch clears it. He says, according to this cheshbon, yesh le'stapek what the halacha is going to be if woman sees mamash benash mashes. The price gives menenu are clear. Shev Levi is machmer, the Bali Shulchan is mekel, the Chutzshani is mekel, and that's how Berkowitz goes, that is mekel. If a woman sees during 13 and a half minutes, after, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, 13 and a half minutes after, within the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, then you just wait 4 days from then, which is 4, it's really 5 full days, which is not 6 days. 4 days plus all the way till the next Shkia. What's the story if a woman, the Ramah brings down over here, that's how we're knowing Lamaisa, and Yesh Noeg Gimshul Achmir Lahamtin Ad Shiva Yomim. This is the Rambam already brought down such a minhag to wait for 7 days. Supposedly, there are women nowadays that still do that. Teimanim wait 7 days, supposedly, or some maybe. And so the Shevet Levi brings down that in Tunisia, I think, Algier, different Sfaradim, some wait 6 days. 7 days, you understand? 7 days, because that's the Nida Daraisa. So Mimela, we saw already in the Shabbos that there was an inning to be Tevil after 7 days, and then count 7 days. Nowadays, we're not Tevil then, but after 7 days of Daraisa of Nida, maybe that's where it came from. The Rambam says, Lamaisa, that the Minig is not a good Minig, and you should be in Vatla, it's a Tois. And Yaktim Atzma Ledvar Mitzvah, Nitzkir Lahaktim Atzma Ledvar Mitzvah, like the Rambam says. The Ramah is machmer, not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that we count the 3 days from the time that she was Meshamish, and the Ramah says no, we count the 3 days from the time that she saw. Now, if you take this Chumrah that is from the time that she saw, B'pashas, this does not shtim with the other chumrah of adding on another day. What was the chash? Maybe she's going to be mishamish really at night, or benash mashes. She thinks that it's really daytime, and it's really nighttime, and she's going to be poilet. When did she see? When did this lady see? According to the Ramah, we count 3 days from when the lady saw. She was mishamish during benash mashes, and she also saw right away benash mashes within those few minutes afterwards. Mamash the chash reimach v'tashmish, which is totally not shchiach. That was the case. Mishamish, that's the one case that we're being chayshish for. Maybe a woman's going to be mishamish benash mashes, and she's going to see right away mamish afterwards. L'chor, it's very tamuah. Sidratai already says it's tamuah. He's ma'ir this nekuda. You have to say that she was also saw. We go lamaisa from the ra'iyah. Kumtais that we have at the end of the day, the chash of how we pass halach lamaisa according to Ashkenazim is a quite a chumrah. There's Bechalal Machlekes Rishonim whether or not the din is Labailo or the Taris, or Machmer that it's Labailo. There's a Shaila whether or not it's 3 Ernis or 6 Ernis, or Machmer that it's 3 Ernis, 6 Ernis. There's a Shaila whether or not we have to add on another day. The Machaber says we don't. The Shulman Sadesha says we do. We add on another day. Then we Machmer even if she wasn't Meshamish. And not only that, we're Machmer even if the husband was out of town. Not only that, we're Machmer that even if there were, even Kibbut Abayis doesn't help. The truth is that Kibbut Abayis is not really another Chumrah. It just makes the kilo as if you weren't mishamish. That's if you're gim, we'll get to that in a minute. But we're machmer chumrah, gabi chumrah, gabi chumrah. A woman always has to wait 5 days. Even if she wasn't mishamish, 5 and 7, that's what she has to wait. Losing Mr. Fina Mino, there's a shtempel mina shamayim, though. Because the standard time that a woman ovulates is about day 13, 14, which is after her period. And therefore, that's mamish at Leil Tefillah, and the next day, just about. So with all the pushing off and all the everything, the Maisa, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it, that a person, that a woman is ovulates, that's the normal thing. And we'll see, in Echanami, what would be in a case where, what would be in a case where Shidaka, her ovulation is earlier, what could we do? We'll get to that in a minute. Now, if they were Aser and Tashmish, what's the halacha? Not that they weren't Mishamish, they were Aser to be Mishamish. So, the whole din is only because since it's a loy plug, since they could have been Mishamish, therefore we're Machmer. Let's say they were Aser and Tashmish, then Lechura and Echanami could count the day, which would mean if a woman has a vest at night, Bepashtas, Lefum Riata, means a woman has a vest, she saw last time 29 at night. So she gets to 29 at night, and she's Machmer for the Arzarua, 28 in the afternoon, 28 during the day, so she's ready Aser from during the day, and she sees Tak at night, 29 at night, the following night she sees, so she was already Aser part of the previous day. Lechura, she should be able to count part of the previous day as her first day of 5 days. However, it's not that simple. Because many of the places say, Tafka, she's mamish asim yidino. However, Arzurur is only a chumro. And what would be in a mishkala chasidus, where it's a shatat chak, could they be mekel? So, in a chanami, it's not be'etim and itzer. And therefore, you can't count it. The shayla is, how about if they're asr, but not machmas, it's surinido, Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, and then the following night after Yom Kippur is the Inas Havest. And she gets the Inas Havest. She's already Aser the day beforehand. Can she count the day beforehand or not? That's also Machlek is a place scheme, whether or not they can be counted. Ramesh is Mekel by both of them, and Ramesh is Machmer by both of them. And that she saw, no, it was her Inas Havest. Inas Havest Mamish. Mamish Inas Havest was the night after Yom Kippur, and she wants to count Yom Kippur as her day. Lamaisha, she was Aser, but she wasn't Aser Machmas Isser Nido. Since she wasn't Aser Machmas Isser Nido, therefore it's still Kinira Nichlan the Loy Plug. The whole Loy Plug is that, and if Loy Shimsha Atu Shimsha, if there was the Yecholis Be'etzem Al Dine Nido to be Mishamish, then they made a Loy Plug. However, if it's a Zaytik Adin, which would mean Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, Rachmanas Lan, Avelus, all these wouldn't count according to that. Lechura, Lamais, that's a Chumra, and there are Paiskim that are Mekel, Ramesh is Mekel. Certainly, some people tell me, I think that's how they learned Lakewood. Kim Dumani, maybe that's how I learned also, I can't recall 100%. That any Isser would be included. Some which is a Chumra is not so Pashit, because somebody that would be Mekel in a Chanami, Befrat that they're not Machmer in our Chokes, Ukadema, and anything else, and Befrat that they'd be Mekel B'Shasat Chak, that's not so Pashit to count it. For Yom Kippur, or in Isavest, Betzem, in a Chanami, that would be counted as a day. So if a woman saw last month 28 at night, and this month she saw 27 during the day, so she was also both 27 during the day and 28 at night because of the Beis Meir or whatever reason, then the halacha would be that in a Chanami, even if she saw on day 28, she's allowed to start counting from the day beforehand. Practically, like the Beis Yosef Redi's Ma'ar, most women don't clean up within 4 to 5 days. And therefore, it's only negea, but to buy a kesem or a bedika which came out all good. But generally, it's not so negea. No, for certainly not. Mishnah Berurah tells you that this whole Indian is only for people malay yiras Hashem, and he says even Rosh Hashanah one should be mishamish if he needs to b'chulu. Therefore, it's certainly not. Now, where were they ever mekel that you don't have to wait taka 4 days, the 5 days beforehand? So we saw in the Pesach Shuvah already brings down from the Shlach Adish that if it's Shabbos falls out after Yontif, you're supposed to go to the mikvah after Yontif on Leil Shabbos, which would mean, in effect, Be'ezer Hashem Deilam will see next man who has the schus of joining us, that she's going to be marchik her chafifa from her tefillah. She's going to have to prepare herself before Yontif and only go to the mikvah way after she prepares herself, a day later or 2 days later, depending on which Yontif it is, which is not like a chila at all. Therefore, we'd rather have it that she should be makdim up a day and be able to go to the mikvah. She shouldn't have to wait the 4 days, the extra day of the Trumas Hadashin. She only wait 3 days and she'll be able to go to the mikvah without being marchik the chafifa from the tefillah. She'll be able to go right away. The Sidur Taras is Mekel, even if they were Mishamish, the Maisa, such a case. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that we see from the Shlach HaKadosh that anytime that there's a big Tzarech, that you have the Yecherlis to knock off a day from the five. What's considered a big tzarech? That's a big question. Certainly for perivirivia, if a woman ovulates early and they want to knock it off, that's common. Sometimes what they'll tell a woman is to say nitmesi beforehand. She'll tell her husband that I was ready, became tamei a day before she's expecting her period. Then she's tamei. Tmeani. Her shek is mutter, letzarech shalom bayis. Lay down. Tmeani. And, no, she'll say right now. She knows when she's expecting her period. She'll say a day or two beforehand. It only works one time also. It only works the first time. Sometimes it goes so vite if her husband's out of town or whatever, she won't be tevil for a whole month. So she'll be tummy. She never became tar, so she won't have to wait. That's more drastic if that's the case. There are other ways of pushing off the ovulation also. There's ways to push it off instead of being mocked in the tevila. But that is cases that they're mekel. Some are mekel even in cases that will be a bit alayna. I was just asked by somebody that it would come out, according to their cheshbin, that it's going to come out on Leil Tefillah, is going to come out on the first night of Sukkot. And they're going to be in a Favorfina Shtot, and there's no make for them. So they would have to push it off 2 days if they wait the entire 5 days. Could they be mocked in 1 day and have to only wait 4 days, and then they'll be able to be tevil beforehand? That's also cases. Some are mekel, some are not mekel. More mekel in Eretz Yisrael, America, than in Eretz Yisrael, maybe. Ramesh has a different way to get out of that issue. Possibly, he talked about bungalow colonies, that not all bungalow colonies have mikvahs. What happens Friday night? She has to go to the mikvah. Then he says, this is Kufsa design, and the Pesach Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer talks about this. She could be tevil during the day, and then go to somebody else's house, that the husband doesn't know where she is, and only come to her husband at night. If you try this in Eretz Yisrael, they'll throw you out the window. They won't throw you out the window, they just won't open up the mikvah for you. So, it's not so common over here to let that happen, unless you have some sort of pull, that you need the rav to call, maybe, they'll let you, but it's very not common. To allow you to go during the day. Ramesh was make up when you get to that, and Paiskim in America are more make up when you get to that. When you get to both these, being tevil during the day, and also taking off a day, if it's going to be a bit line of a day or 2 days, ukadema. Therefore, in such cases, one should ask a question, what's considered a makom atzer for their specific situation. Let's say a woman was tevil. This is also not that uncommon. A woman is tevil, and before she's meshamesh at night, she sees dam. It's more common if she saw kesem in the middle of her period, and then she counted zainakim, and then she got her period. That's common. But also what's common is, like we mentioned, ovulation happens just about day 13, 14. So sometimes it happens at the time of ovulation that a woman will see dam. And some women have this issue often. But mamish, it could happen right then. It's mamish right at that time. Before she's meshamesh, she sees dam. She's be'estem mutter because she was ready tevil. What's the halacha on such a case? Does she have to wait 5 or 7? The truth is that this was already mentioned in Pesachei Tshuva and Kufei Dalet. If someone remembers it. If someone doesn't remember it, then you really need a chazir next month, Bezor Hashem. Or Ben Azmanim. And it's mentioned over here in the Pesachei Tshuva. And there's Paiskim that are makel that she doesn't have to wait 7. Bizmanenu, the Haintiga Paiskim, there's different shitas of. Is it only if she didn't come home from the mikvah? If she came home from the mikvah and didn't do chibuk v'nishuk, even if she did chibuk v'nishuk, but she wasn't meshamish, Lamaisa Shevet Levi says it's a Kabbalah from the Chazanish, that even if she came home, it's not a problem. He says if you did chibuk v'nishuk, tasha shelas chacham. Kimdumani, from scenarios that I've been involved in such shailas, the mikvah even after chibuk v'nishuk. Very often a person is stuck because I remember I got a call many years ago, 13 years ago, 14 years ago. Somebody called me from America, I guess because it was too late in America to call a Rav. They wanted to know, they didn't tell me the exact case, but they were more looking for a Rav to call. Not me. So, but these cases, Rabbi Best usually fields these questions because he's in LA. It's like a Chassan Shailas. If a person's at 12 o'clock at night, he doesn't want to call. Then call someone in LA, call 9, whatever it is, 9 o'clock there, and you usually get an answer of what to do. If a woman sees dam, even if it's not enough to be metama her, bepashta she should wait till the next night before being meshamish. She should ask her shayla, but if she saw kesem, let's say she saw on tzivayinim, as soon as it hits shkia of the 7th day, she should put on tzivayinim. That way, even if she does see a little of dam, it's not going to be, even if it's more than a gris, it's not going to be metama her. However, she should not be meshamish that night if she saw a dam. And she should wait till the next day. Don't do bezika. Some place can say to do bezika. do bedika because you have a chiyuv to be mishamish. The only way to get out of it is do bedika. I've heard such pesachim. Don't do bedika. What? If she saw a kesem, if the kesem wasn't mitama her, then she should go. She could. That's the question. Should you go to the mikvah if you're not able to be mishamish? The Aruch HaShulchan says not to because you're not going to be able to halacha chayin. It really depends on the person. You could, and I've heard from Berkowitz, should. But it really depends on the person. I know of two cases that I discussed with him that the person was going to be usher, and he said in both cases to be mishamish. That's a machlokes in the achrayim, most achrayim hold that way. If a person is choshed that he's not going to be able to halacha chayin, then is what? Go to the mikvah? If she's tar, why not? Yes, go to the mikvah. Even though they're not going to be able to be mishamish. Benish mashes or machmer betim really goes during the day. Shkia. When it's tzitzik achavim. And only we're machmer. It's really shkia to shkia betim. The day should be tzitzik achavim. I think the is machmer to shkia. Why? Why? Should be a suffix maybe in chanami. That. Sif Yud Beis. Im Tos of a Minyan Erech V'Tavla, a woman that's table before the end of the 7 days. Hopefully it's not too common. I did see the Shevet Levi says that it is pretty common. Some women think that in Echnami, the night of the 7th of the day 7, is supposed to be table. And therefore, different interesting mistakes happen. In certain mikvois, it's not uncommon that the Balinit will ask her, when did you do a Hasik Tara? Hasik Tara you did on this and this day. Right? You should have done Hefzik Tara just to make sure that the woman, Taco, did the Hefzik Tara on the proper day. Now, if a woman, Taco, was Mishamish, then Bepasha, she doesn't need any Bedikas till she has to count 3 days and then count her last day and then go to the mikvah again. Pasha, she doesn't need the Bedikas during those 3 days. She's not counting them as Zainakim. The Chosn Adam says to do Bedikas. The Shal is why. So the Pasha says that it's coming to Bavarn the Miltzakam. Reb Aaron was murder, and he saw the Achrayim were murder the same thing, that Lechari have arrived from the Sif, not like the Miltzakam. The Miltzakam says that a woman that's Mesiach Das during Zainakim, the halacha is that it doesn't count as Zainakim. This woman was quite Mesiach Das. She thought she was finished. She went to Tvilo, she went to everything, and we don't find that it's a problem. So if you hold, so the truth is the Chacham Sadam says you're supposed to do B'digas every day because you're not supposed to be Mesiach Das. So, but that's only if you understand that the Hezek Hadas is that you're not counting the entire day. But if the Hezek Hadas is that maybe she had Argosha for a second, so what does it help you to do Bidikas? She thought she's finished. For 1 second that she thought she's finished. It's already over. So I thought that the Pshat is maybe that the only time that Hezek Hadas is a problem is when she thinks that she's Tamei. If she thinks that she's Tamei, then who cares if she had Argosha? Because the argasha doesn't not going to do anything. But if she thinks that she's tar, then she is Rami Adaitel if she has any argasha. Mela is no hesach adas. I choose mishamish, and every tashmish is a suffix argasha. But that's only if she sees dam afterwards. Then after mechushes, then maybe she talk at argasha. If she didn't see dam afterwards, then after mechushes, she had argasha. The same way that during zanikim, she doesn't have to check. We're not choshes according to mitzvah. She has to check every time she uses the bathroom, even though it's a suffix argasha. That we're not choshes for bechlam. Now the Taz brings down over here an interesting question. Benigeta Havchana by a Ben Nidah. Yes, how come you don't need Havchana if a woman is Mashamish? This lady, a woman is Mashamish during Zainakim, it's a Shail of a Ben Nidah. He says, if it's only Darabanan, we can understand. But over here, it's a Shail of Ben Nidah. The Pash that's over here, it's also a Shail of Darabanan. It's a very Chomer Darabanan, but it's Zero, but it's also Darabanan. Lamaisa the Shach says, no, so it's not, there's no Nachminis Lalacha. And Mamela, there's no reason for Havchana. And what does the Taz hold? So Shevi Levi says that the Pash says the Taz is going like the Marshal. The Marshal seems to say, that it's a pagam yichus. It's not just a pagam mishal of midus, but it's a pagam yichus mamish, and therefore there is taka nafkamina la halacha. It has a chomer of a pagam yichus. La halacha l'mayis we pass like the shach, that it's not a pagam of yichus, it's a shayla b'negiyah to midus. It actually says to be machi from them, even as a siman dalet, because they could have their azpanim of ben nida. The Shevet Levi says, if they ask questions specifically, is he a Ben Ido? Was the mother Shemir Tanis Mishpacha? He says, then you have to answer. Sounds like that you don't have to offer that information in the first case. But if they ask specifically, then you'd have to answer. However, he says that if they want to still go through with it, the Shidduch, you don't have to convince him not to. He says, maybe it'll be Niskayim Yisr Tamar Tahar Mi Tamei. There's a well-known tshuva from a Moshe. that the Eilam talks about. It's a Frieda, Eben Ezra Chelik Dalet, Simon Yud Tes and Chav Gimel Gimel. And he says that if you see that they have Midah Seiris, what's the pagam of Ben Ido? That they're Azpanim, they don't have Midah Seiris. So he says that if they have Midah Seiris, then you don't have, you could be, if you don't know for sure that the mother was never, went swimming in a lake or a pond or anything like that, then it could be that she went Klapei Shemaya Galia, it could be she went Taka swimming at one time, and even though she was wearing a bathing suit, it's not Chaitas Mikar Din, and Mimela Taka, she could be Klapei Shemaya Galia, even though she didn't do Hefzik Tara, and she do, but she had enough days that it was, she needs the rice that she doesn't need, maybe, and she's okay without it, and therefore he could be Semech, well, without any Bidikas, no, neither the rice, because Pasha is not a Zava. So she doesn't, and therefore, as long as she knows for sure that she finished the 7 days, could be Klapei Shemaya Galia. If she knows she never went into lakes, so then you don't have that time, right? Obviously. But, well, he says, Breichos va'agomim. I think, I had a licked in mind that we said also poor because it could be that Shuvim is not the Raiso. Entire Shuvim is not the Raiso. That's a Shiloh. The entire Shuvim is the Raiso. But, it has to be that she went totally under also at one time, yeah, with her hair and everything. But it could be. Could be. Do you have to be choish for the next generation? So that declares maybe you don't have to be chayish, maybe not. There's a nice shtickle, the last shtickle in Yevamos that B'chaim Ari just showed me from the stipler, that he clears this shaila. He says there's a lot of people that they want to, their parents are Bali Tshuva, they weren't Shematayas HaMishpacha, and the kids went to regular yeshivas, and the mom is Yerei Shemayim, Yerei Mishleimim, and they want to marry into regular families, and people don't want to marry them. Should they not want to marry them? What should we do over here? Do you have to be chayish for the next generations? So he says, L'maitza, that ein l'chabayi l'chidushay. And since we don't find the Chazal that it goes to the next generation, we only find it by them, then you don't have to be chayish about them. He says he's not being paskin, halacha l'maitza, everybody should ask. But this is maybe also another push, added push to do tshuva before on Yom Kippur. He says that the inin of midas, he says it sounds like midas go b'terlodo. He says, so it could be that Lachar should go with Allah, that Pagam and Midah should go with Allah, because we find that Klai Yisrael, they were Gezon Givayinim because they're Achzarim. And Klai Yisrael has the Midas of Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gimli Chasadim. It's mashma that these are Midas that are, if there was Givayinim, it was just one generation, then what's the next generation? Why are the Gezon on all the generations of Givayinim that should never come into Klai Yisrael because they're Achzarim? Elamai goes, it's inherited. And the same thing by Yidin. The Midas of Sadim is something which goes from door to door. He says, Kenzai, it's not something which is genetic. Rather, it's something that if the parent acts a certain way, Mimela, that's what the kid's going to learn. The parents act like Yazaran, the kids are going to be. If the parents act like Gimli Chasadim, Mimela, if a person works on his midas, it's not just for himself. It's for his children also. It's for his children also, and it's certainly helps. He says also, another cheshbon, he says that if he marries somebody whose parents kept Taras HaMishpacha, so in the next generation it's only half. Half from him, and half from his wife. And him is only from his parents, so it's like it's only a quarter, really. And the next generation, it's only six generations, the Shemini Shabbat Shemini. He says, you don't have to be choishish, really, that's such a thing. Just to be Matsya, Lamaisa, every person should ask their Shaila when it comes to them. Lamaisa, there are certainly Ravim Vagam Tevim that the parents didn't keep Taras HaMishpacha, and they are Yesharim Bechol Mine Yashris. Sif Yud Gimel, the last Sif of Kuf Tzadivav, Fa'isha Shashim Shemitasa, V'rosa, Achar Kach, Opaska, V'yitzalist, V'yam Yom, Mokhar Esri Yasa, T'kenech, Yofi Yofo, Yisam Mokam, B'baycha, B'begel, Hafle, Kol Azera, Tirchus, B'mayim Cham, V'ini, Yiflizu, Kol Azera. This is the Indian of Kibbut Abayis, Mechaber Pasen, that a woman could be Mechaber Bisa, Mechaber Shashim doesn't mean she actually cleans the house, and by moving around so much, the Zera is Niflat, or it means no, she washes out the Yisam Mokam, and therefore the Zera is Niflat, she's allowed to start counting right away. The Ramah says no. Yeshem ain't on a bikim as man as a ainless boych v'achi noig. The Rikvan is bar that even v'leishem sho. Betim, this is really the Ramah and the Mechaber l'shitasim. The Mechaber held that we count 3 days from Tashmish. So if you can get rid of the Tashmish, then you don't have to count. The Ramah held you all count 3 days from the Riya. So who cares that you got rid of the Tashmish? You count from the Riya. So that's really why does the lashon of ain't on a bikim? That's shach is ma'ir. That lachar, it's really two different timing. Ain't on a bikim is very interesting lashon of the Ramah. Yesh leimer dein on a bikim is man azev in this mechazev. V'achi noeg derei kvarnes bar shana regla hamten afil aleishem sham. So what does it have to do with not bikim? Even if we were bikim, the halacha is that even by aleishem sham we're machmir. The shach says he's really coming to tell two timing. He could say that it means even lididcha the mechaber. But he's coming to say that even when the time of we're machmir doesn't apply. For example, if a woman is Tevil in the middle of Zayin Akiyim. That's the most Leshchicha. The whole thing is Gzeira, Shimsha, Loi Shimsha, Atur Shimsha. But a case where a milsad Leshchicha, it goes to Barabbanah. So if a woman's Tevil in the middle of Zayin Akiyim, it's totally Leshchiach. They weren't Gezer Bechlal. And if a woman can make it that she wasn't Mishamish by washing out the area, then Echonami, even according to Ramah, would work. Problem is, they know Nabikim, and therefore, even out that, we're not going to allow it to go. However, I did see the Shevet Levi said something interesting. He says certain times we will be mekel. He says, for example, a baal shuvah that the husband is not shem retires mishpacha, and she is, and the husband couldn't have tzachayin, and he was baalei in the middle of zaynikim. You're going to make her wait another 4 days. He's going to be nefshel another time. So instead, they say to be do kibud abayis, and to be able to work in such a case. We don't want to get her beaten up afterwards. There's a shaila, why is there no problem? The Sagittarius Mary, this Christy Placey, why is there no problem Hashkasa Zera to do Kibra Bayis? She's washing out the Zera. Why is that not a problem? Some people say that the wife is not Muzer on the Zera of the husband. She's allowed to be Mashkas Zera. Some people say that she was Mashamash at a time, there's no shaila that she's expecting. It wasn't Samach Letfilasa or Vesta, which Chazal say those at a time. The crazy place, he says, the bechlal, the water that she's washing out, if there was niklat zera, then it's not going to wash it down. If it wasn't niklat, then it's anything that it's going to wash out never would have been niklat. It's not going to wash out something which was niklat. I would have thought, pash this, in a regular case, a woman got a regular vest, bizmanenu l'chol apachis, even though in the olden days maybe she wasn't considered mesulekes when she got her entire vest, but bizmanenu, if she got a real vest, then she's for sure not expecting. And therefore, there would be no hashkasa zera here. I saw that Chachshuni says maybe it's a problem even in such a case. But Lechura, it's not Zera which is Roi, Lazria. Now, Binegeah to this Nikuda, just Minyana Diyema, there is, Mishabura says in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, in Tafresh Vav, you're supposed to be Tevil in Erev Yom Kippur? The Mishabura says, even Na'arim Ubesules are Tevil in Erev Yom Kippur. That's not so much the Minig. However, there are many, many women, more Hasidish and Tzvaradim, that are Naik to be Tevil on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a big shadow. What happens if a woman's in the middle of Zayin Akiyim? She should be Tevil on Erev Yom Kippur, especially if she's on day 7. She should be Tevil. They become the Nechshel, they say Nechnami, she shouldn't be Tevil in such a case. But there's another thing. Doesn't Mishnah Berurah say? He says, Isho Shashim Shabasoich Gimel Yamim, Tzvich Lechavit Beisa Bechamin, Kaid Mitzvila, Shle Tifle Chechazer, she has to take a wash herself out. She shouldn't be Poyle Chechazer afterwards. We're trying to get rid of Tumas Keri, like the Ramah says, Tafresh Vav. She's going to be prelate afterwards. Im loy shi samach litvilasa, it's samach levesta. She oz regilat lisaber, vim techav in yishlochash lashchaz azera. He says in Echanam, you have to be choshish for ashchaz azera if it's samach litvilasa or samach levesta, and therefore she shouldn't be mechavad abayis. Which would mean in Echanam, she should not be mechavad abayis, she shouldn't go to the mikvah. What's it going to help? She's going to have to be prelate. Kach kosa magen Avram. Tshuva is to be kivei ego mafak vik mitzad lo oil mloy techavid abayis. Reshman, she should never be mechavid abayis, which would mean that lechera, any time that she was mishamish within the last 3 days, lechera is no Indian to go to the mikvah, according to that lechera. One other thing, which is negev, the negev to Yom Kippur, in Simin Tafresh Tezvav, by the Hilchos of Isser Tashma Shemit on Yom Kippur, it says, the Mechaber Paskins, that it's usher to touch, usher for a man to touch his wife, on Leil Yom Kippur, ki'ilu as if she's a nido. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same applies to the day. And not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, so to apply all the other things that we mentioned in Simin Kuf Tzadihei, Yoredeah, Simin Kuf Tzadihei. Do we go over this halacha l'maaseh? I try to ask around a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan says, kimdumani only at night we're machmer negiyah. But any day not machmer. Kimdumani that the Olam is not machmer, he says. I asked somebody else, he says, he thought that after the Pesach and the Mishnah Berurah, that became the Minhag Olam. That in Echanami, Machmer, even Arachokas, which means if you want to pass your Machzer to your wife, you should put it down according to the Mishnah Berurah, because you're Chai in all Arachokas.